Sometimes when we hear the gospel today, a few people in the pews maybe squirm a little bit, because it is talking about Jesus, talking about the surplus wealth, and that makes maybe some people, especially on Sunday, when it's on Sunday, a little uneasy. Now, I had prepared a homily that talks about these kind of things, but I realize now, actually earlier today, that that homily was more from the head and not quite from the heart, so I'm going to skip most of that. And really what I want to talk about is why this poor widow decided to put in so much into the treasury. It's not really a question about how much. You know, always that question you get, how much should I contribute to my daily earnings to the church or to so-and-so? But that's not really the right question. The question is, why do I want to do it? Because sometimes we, especially as Catholics, we get this sense of, I need to do it out of obligation. I need to do it so I don't get this sense of guilt that I'm not giving enough. Some pastors are good at impressing upon that. Thankfully, ours is not. But that's the wrong way to do it, right? We do it for the reasons the poor widow do it, because she perceives, as well as we, that this is pleasing to God. And it's not just about money. So a lot of people will think, well, I barely make enough to get by. This gospel does not apply to me. It's surplus wealth, whatever that wealth may be. For some people, it is money. For others, it is time. For others, it is their talents. For some, it's a combination of any of the three. But God has given us all great wealth in one way or another. As sons and daughters of our Lord, He has given us many graces, charisms, many ways in which we too can give of our time, talent, or treasure. So the gospel really does apply to each and every one of us in one way or another. So why does she do it? Because she has a profound love for God. She does it because she knows that God is pleasing to God. She does it because she knows that this is how she wants to honor and adore our Lord. And so also for us, in our own talents, time, and treasure, we do these things out of love. Love for our Lord, love for our neighbor. We do them not with a sense of obligation, but because it is pleasing to our Lord. Jesus says in the Gospels multiple times, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is. It is in your hands. And we bring the kingdom of God closer to here on earth, closer to each other through our times, through our talent, and through our treasures. So one thing to remember in all of this is that be like the poor widow, and it's a good time to reflect. And am I giving of my time and my talent or my treasure for the kingdom of God? Not because I feel like I have to, but because I want to. Because this is what Jesus asks each and every one of us to do. And so we read this gospel today, reflect upon that. So how can I help in my own little way, in all ways, in all equals? How in my own little way can I bring the kingdom of God a little bit closer to my family, to my church, to my community, to those around me? How can I use the surplus wealth and even the wealth within our hearts, with the wealth that God give you, to spread a little bit of love of Jesus Christ to all those whom we encounter, whether near or far, whether we know them or whether the person on the street that we do not know? This is taking out of our poverty of spirit, taking the love of Jesus Christ that we all have, we all share, we all imbibe in the Eucharist, taking that Eucharist that we consume and then sharing our Lord with others through our own hearts, through our own ways, through our own actions, and through our wealth. This is the call of our Lord. This is bringing the kingdom of God at hand.